It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo Senior High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Our very first volleyball match of the season. It's a non-conference game between the Dawson Boy Blackjacks and the Montevideo Thunderhawks. The Thunderhawks open up their home schedule tonight against the Blackjacks. Montevideo, they bring an experienced group to the floor tonight, led by several juniors and seniors who have played a lot of varsity volleyball together in the past few years. Dawson Boyd, meanwhile, has been building around a very young group, including players who gained valuable varsity experience a year ago. And it's going to be an early season test here for both these teams. Montevideo and Dawson Boyd. Just going through some of the talking with both coaches before the match here. John Mader of Montevideo and Haley Grittmacher. They're both a little nervous, first game, but they are ready to go. JV just completed. Montevideo swept Dawson Boyd 3-0. The third set was 15-12. So I'm excited to get the high school sports season underway. We've got a lot of volleyball, a lot of football for you here on Q92 this fall. And we'll throw some cross country and tennis in there as well. So let's go through your, we'll start out with the State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, with offices in Canby and Madison. Here's your starters for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Number 0, Reagan Gladdy. She's a libero. Number 1, Megan Kuzman. Kuzman is a setter at 5'9 and a junior. Number 4, Janie Miller, right side hitter, 5'10 senior. Number 5, Karen Stenson, an outside hitter, 5'8 senior. Number 6, Annika Brown, a middle hitter, 5'9 senior. Olivia Sachs, a defensive specialist. She'll come off the bench, 5'3 senior. And number 12, Jenna Schultz, a middle hitter. Schultz is 5'11 and a junior. The head coach is John Mader. For Dawson Boyd, your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Dawson Boyd. We've got, these names are going to be very familiar to you, that's for sure. We've got number 1, Claire Stratmone. Stratmone will be a right side hitter this year. She's 5'5" and a junior. Caitlin Gruel, number 2. Gruel is a defensive specialist, 5'2". Junior she is, okay. And then Stella Roth, Stella, number 3. She's a middle hitter, 5'10", junior. And an experienced senior, Caden Perkins, number 4, outside hitter, 5'9". Number 5, Lily Lee, a middle hitter at 5'7", and a junior. Hattie Keeman. Keeman's Noir's number 11. She's a defensive specialist, 5'4", and a senior. And number 12, the center for Dawson Boyd, Emma Stotesbury. Stotesbury's a freshman, 5'7", and she gets the start tonight as a freshman. Dawson Boyd, Caden Perkins is probably the most experienced on the Blackjack team. And so I introduced Caden, I think. Yep, Caden Perkins, outside there, 5'9 senior. So that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here tonight. Thank Tony Arata for sponsoring starting lineups all season long here on Q92. Perkins, Caden, last year, she had 72 kills on the season, and she had a significant amount of playing time as a junior. And we got some sad news. Both teams, they have probably their best players on the bench to start the season. Jillian Magnuson for Montevideo had tore her ACL. She's out. And Dawson Boyd's Kyler Yamlin. Kyler is out as well for the season, tearing her ACL. And that's sad. I see Kyler over there with her big knee brace on, standing on crutches. And you hate to see stuff like that, but those things do happen. So best of luck, and hope they can get back on the court quickly. Claire Stratmon, just watching Claire warm up here below me. She actually was a setter last year, and she had 17 assists in one game. Kate Gruel, I believe, was a defensive specialist and a libero player. And so there's some good experience on the Blackjack team here this year. So it'll be interesting to see how they do against Montevideo. Montevideo had a tough season, actually the last two seasons. Last year, Montevideo just won two matches. They were 2-19 overall, 0-10 in the West Central Conference. Previous season, they were 1-19 in 2024. So they see if they can improve on that. And I think Coach Haley Gritmacher, I think this is her fourth season as head coach. And I know she, talking with her, she had goals of winning 10 wins in a season, improve from that. Well, she had 6 wins, and then she had 8 wins and 9 wins in her first 3 seasons. So the Blackjacks are looking to improve on that. And as I mentioned, they have a lot of experience. Other matches, volleyball matches that open up the season in the Camden Conference tonight. Yellow Medicine East is at Wabasso. Redwood Valley's at Mineota. Red Rock Central is hosting Tracy Milroy Ballatin. RTR's at Lakeview. And Bold is at McRae. So those are your other games in the Camden Conference this year. Should have mentioned the coaches. For Dawson Boyd, head coach Haley Gritmacher, assisted by Amber Omlin. Montevideo's coach, John Mader, assisted by Cammie Oxendorf and Joanna Magnuson. All right, that's going to wrap up our Subway pregame show, and we'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem, introduce the girls, and then we're going to get our 2026 volleyball season underway here tonight in Montevideo. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Our sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wild Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water. Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard. Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Our first volleyball match of the season between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Non-conference game, of course. The Thunderhawks play in the West Central Conference. Dawson Boyd in the Camden Conference. And, folks, we just had a very special thing happen here in the gym. The PA announcer could not get the national anthem to play on his phone or his laptop. Couldn't get it to play. So the Montevideo students, they're here in numbers. They started singing the national anthem on their own, and that was amazing. They did a great job, and everybody just applauded real loud when they got done. I haven't seen that one before. So hats off to the Montevideo students for taking over and singing the national anthem here tonight. That was pretty cool. All right, Dawson Boyd and Montevideo. Starters again for the Blackjacks: Stratmone, Gruel, Roth, Perkins, Lee, Keeman, and Stotesbury. For Montevideo: Gladdy, Kuzman, Miller, Stenson, Brown, Sachs, and Schultz. And I'm looking forward to seeing the Blackjacks. I was at their practice the other night. It was actually media night when they're taking pictures. And I got to chat with a bunch of the girls, and also Tyler Yamlin, as I mentioned, who tore her ACL. Tyler's there with crutches, with her large knee brace on. And she's out for the basketball season, she told me, too, and that's pretty sad. On the other side, Magnuson from Montevideo, one of their best athletes, she too is out with her ACL tear. We got a nice crowd, a lot of Dawson Boyd fans here tonight watching the match. And we got a lot of sports scheduled in September on Q92, that's for sure. All right, the introductions are done. Coach John Mader right below me here is gathering the girls around there. Coach Haley Grickmacher, high-fiving the girls as they take the floor for the first time here. First match of the season. And you got to give me a little leeway here to get my volleyball vocabulary back. I'll be a little rusty tonight as my first match as well. Blackjacks in their black and yellow, and Montevideo in their bright purple. And the Montevideo students, they are making a lot of noise. There's a lot of Dawson Boyd students here, too, as well. Coach Grittmacher ready. Haley's put a lot of time in. These girls, a lot of girls have played summer volleyball, J.O. volleyball, and they've had a lot of experience. So let's see what happens. Here we go. Our first serve of the season. Montevideo's number one, Megan Kuzman. Brad Kuzman, a graduate, his dad is Brad Kuzman, a graduate of Lock Squirrel Valley. Kuzman serve goes into the back row. Keeman pumps it up to the front of the row. Roth sets it over. And now Montevideo returns it into the back row. Stella Roth sets it up. She's a libero player. And there's your first kill of the season by Caden Perkins. Caden Perkins with the kill. And I just noticed the Dawson Boyd football team there here in the corner. Look at the guys over there cheering on the girls. Here's the serve by Dawson Boyd's Emma Stotesbury. And a monster kill by Janie Miller. Janie Miller, a right side hitter, a middle hitter, 5'10 senior. And we're tied up 1-1. Set one. Montevideo and Dawson Boyd, and we are tied 1-1. Here's the serve, and a service error there by Montevideo's Jenna Schultz. And so Dawson Boyd will serve Caden Perkins, 5'9 senior, with the volleyball. And the Blackjacks have a 2-1 lead. Here's Perkins' serve. Deep into the back row, and it's an ace serve, and the volleyball almost came up here in the press box. An ace serve for Caden Perkins. And the Blackjacks have a 3-1 lead on Montevideo to start the season. Caden's serve again goes into libero player Gladdy. Now up to the net it goes. There's a big drive. Nice dig by Rolfe in the back row. Dawson sends it over, and it's out. Emma Stokesbury sends it over on the third hit for the Blackjacks, just a little too far. And it's a 3-2 lead for Dawson Boyd. Montevideo's number five, Stenson. Perrin with a run jump serve goes deep in the back row to Stella. She passes it up. Here's an outside hit by Strathorn, and it is out. The back judge says out on the hit by Strathorn. And we're tied 3-3. Again, Stenson serve is out of bounds, too long. And that'll give the fourth point to the Blackjacks. Here we got a substitute in. Lily Lee comes in for Dawson Boyd. She's a middle hitter. And Lily's 5'7 and a junior. Number two, Caitlin Gruel, is serving. And the serve hits the net, goes over, and that's an ace serve for Gruel. Gruel, the defensive specialist, libero player, and she gets an ace serve, puts the Blackjacks back up on top, 5-3, and then Gruel serves it out of bounds too far off the end line there, and it's a point for Montevideo. JV, Montevideo swept Dawson Boyd 3-0. I didn't get a C-Squad score. And serving for the Thunderhawks, Janie Miller just served that one long. Of course, the start of the season, you're going to be rusty, not going to be smooth, and I'm including myself into the broadcast there, too. All right, here's number one, Claire Strathbone, the lefty, throws it down. It's an ace serve for Strathbone. The Blackjacks have had three ace serves here in the first set, and they lead 7-4 on the Thunderhawks. You know, these girls are young for Dawson Boyd, but they have so much varsity experience. It should really pay off. Strathmore hits it out of bounds, almost hit the line judge in the back row there. He had to duck out of the way. So, a point for Montevideo, 7-5. It's a 2-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight. Glad he serves to the deep end of the back row. It goes to Perkins. She passes up front. A big hit there by Lily Lee. Montevideo digs it off the floor. Dawson Boyd side. Perkins from the back row scores. And another kill by Caden Perkins. Good volley by both teams. Good athletic plays by the Thunderhawks and Dawson Boyd. Here's Keeman, number 11 for Dawson Boyd. She's a sophomore. She's going to serve. It's a hard serve into the back row. Montevideo plays it up to the net, gets it over the net. Laddie set. Here's a shot from the outside by Schultz. Claire Stratmone saves it for Dawson Boyd. Back over to the Montevideo side. It's a three-point lead for the Blackjacks. Here's a set, and Lily Lee throws it over with her left hand. Back to the Montevideo side. They return it. Here's the set by Stokesbury. And a drive by Perkins on the outside. And a net violation. No, a carry called on Perkins. A carry on Perkins. Mike Dahman is the floor referee here tonight. Number 7 serving, Ellie Steinbach for Montevideo. They're down by 2 to the Blackjacks. Stratmo with a nice dig by Claire in the back row. Here's a drive on the third hit by Gruel. Montevideo at the net. Big kill by number 12, Jenna Schultz. Jenna Schultz, she's listed at 5'11", looks like 6 foot. That was probably the hardest kill of the night so far. 8'7". Dawson Boyd leading by a point. Montevideo serves. And the team and nobody there. Keeman trying to pass the ball up, but nobody took the pass from Keeman. And now we're tied 8-8. And Montevideo, Steinbach serves back too far. They let it go. Oh, it's an ace serve for Steinbach. Just hit the back line. Blackjack's back row elected to let it go, and it hit the back line. In the back row there, we've got Stratmone, Gruel, and Keeman. Keeman takes the serve, passes up front, outside hit by Perkins. Montevideo returns it quickly. Stratmone passes it up to number 12, Stoltzberry, the setter. Perkins throws it over out of bounds, point Montevideo, and the Thunderhawks take the lead, 10-8. Montevideo's number 7. Who's doing the serving? Ellie Steinbach doing a nice job. She's on a run here. And now Stratmone digs it up. Perkins over to Nanico Stoltzberry. Montevideo returns it on one hit. Stoltzberry set. No, she throws it over. 10-8 Montevideo. And Montevideo hits it into the net. Jenna Schultz, and that gives the Blackjacks a point. Gruel comes out. In now is Stella Rolfe. 10-9, Montevideo leading by a point. Number 5 is serving, Lily Lee. Into the back row, it goes to Gladdy. She passes it up front. Here's a shot from the outside by Jenna Schultz. Montevideo Perkins from the outside, and it's blocked out of bounds. Point, Dawson Boyd, and we're tied 10-10. Good first set here in our very first volleyball match of the season. These two teams are going to be competitive, I can tell already. And for the first set, very well played volleyball. And there's a big kill for number 13, Janky. She's going to come out. Now Montevideo retakes the lead, 11-10. We played at 25 points. That's 3 out of 5 in volleyball. Montevideo serving in their purple uniforms. Addie Rodeberg, a junior. Run, jump, serve. Into the back row it goes to Keeman. She passes up front. Now a soft touch there by Rolfe. Dug up nicely by the Thunderhawks. Hit blocked at the net by Rolfe. And Rolfe blocks it again, but that time fell at her feet. Point Montevideo tied up 11-11. Number 12, Emma Stoltzberry, a freshman. Has the volleyball for the Blackjacks. And Stoltzberry ready to serve. Tied 11-11. Serve into the net. Point Montevideo. Montevideo now will serve. Here's their 5'11" middle hitter, Jenna Schultz. Montevideo 12, Dawson Boyd 11 here in set one. Schultz, run, jump, serve again. In the corner goes Gruel. Digs it up and hits it over on one end. What a play by Caitlin Gruel. Another dig by Gruhl. She's all over the place. But it's hit out of bounds by Stella Rolfe. 13-11.
Montevideo leading by three. This is Montevideo's biggest lead right now, 3 points in the set. And the gym gets quiet. Here's a set by Jenna Schultz. That one is way too long. Point Dawson Boyd, 13-12. 13-12, the score. Here's Caden Perkins back in. Caden serving. They're down by one. Serving in the back. Nice dig. Montevideo. Oh, and Gladdy throws it over on the third hit. Here's a shot from the outside. I think that was Koch. No, it wasn't. It went out. That was Beesman. Reagan Beesman hit the ball way too hard. Well, not hard, but I thought it was touched by a Thunderhawk. It was not. So Montevideo now leads 14-12. Montevideo serving, number five, run, jump, serve, goes into the back row. Collision in the back row between Perkins and Gruhl, but they get it over to net. Here's a big hit from the left-hander from Montevideo, Janie Miller. My goodness. Huge. 15-12 is your score. 15-12, Montevideo here in set one. Here's number nine, her first serve. This is Howell. Dawson Boyd, and a shot from the outside by Stotesbury, and it goes out. 16-12 is your score. Now a timeout on the floor by Coach Krippmacher. Our first timeout of the season. We'll take a commercial break. 16-12, Montevideo. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
Looking for the perfect place to stay in the Madison area this summer? Skip the ordinary and experience something better at the Main. Whether you're hosting family, planning a getaway, or in town for work, the Main offers a comfortable, fully furnished stay with three bedrooms, one bath, and a full kitchen, giving you all the space you need. Step outside and you're right on Main Street with local shops, restaurants, and small-town charm just steps away. This short-term rental is $150 a night with a two-night minimum. Call 320-226-7165 for the best rate or visit themainmadison.com. That's themainmadison.com. The Main is right where you want to be.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo coming out of commercial break. Montevideo just took another point, 17-12. Now another ace serve by Montevideo server, Peyton Howell. Her second ace serve as she's coming off the bench. Biggest lead of the night for any team is six, and that's a six-point lead for Montevideo right now, 18-12. And Howell will serve again for the Thunderhawks. Set one. Nice dig by Perkins. Here's a set and drive and block at the net by number six, Annika Brown. 19-12. Blackjacks had a 10-8 lead, and they have just scored 2 points here. I think it's a 10-2 run by Montevideo. Here's a play at the net, and now Montevideo can't return it. And a point for Dawson Boyd. And the Blackjack fans are making some noise over there. A lot of Dawson Boyd students packed in the corner over here in the Montevideo gym. 19-13. Little substitute here. Roth is out. In is Lily Lee. And serving is Gruhl. She serves it out of bounds. Point Montevideo. That's their 20th point. That's the 20th point, and another timeout on the floor by Coach Grittmacher. So we'll take another commercial break. 20-13, Montevideo set one. We'll be right back after this.
For your next car shop, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sun Drop, Cherry Lemon Sun Drop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
We're back, 20-13, Montevideo leading Dawson. Boy, what a block at the net by Lily Lee of the Blackjack. Now Montevideo hits it long. Oh, it hit the back line. The back just said it was in. Point Montevideo.
That was number 7, Steinbach. 21-13, Montevideo leading here in set 1. Player 25. Moves the set again. The serve by Miller, and oh, nice play by Dawson Boyd's Lily Lee. The middle hitter hit it straight down to the floor for a point. 21-14. Now let's see if Dawson Boyd can go on a run here, because Montevideo did. My goodness. 21. They went on a 13-3 run. Here's Dawson Boyd, Claire Stratmone serving. Claire's left-handed. Serve. Over to net. Montevideo returns it. Perkins bumps it up the front of the net. The set. And the shot over there by number 5, Lily Lee. Montevideo returns it. Gruel pumps it up to the center, Stoltzberry. Perkins attacks the net. And it goes over. Montevideo side. Outside hit. There by number 7, Steinbach. Dawson Boyd returns it into the net. Point Montevideo. Reagan Wiesman, the freshman, couldn't get up high enough there. 22-14, Montevideo leading. Dawson Boyd trying to stop the bleeding here. Here's Reagan Gladdy, number 0, with the serve in the gruel. Pumps it up to Stoltzberry. A shot there by, Lily Lee. Nice dig there by Montevideo. Gruel digs it up in the back row. Stratmone up to the outside to number 14, Kaylee Brent. And it's too long out of bounds. 23-14. 23-14, Montevideo. And the serve by Gladdy again goes into the back row. Perkins up to the net. Perkins then gets it over. Montevideo returns it. Here's a shot in the middle. And that's a kill by Jenna Schultz. And it's set point for Montevideo, 24-14. Set point for the Thunderhawks. Here's the serve by Gladdy. Goes into Perkins. Passes up to the net. Here's an outside hit. And it's blocked at the net by number 13, Janky. And Montevideo wins it, 25-14. So the Thunderhawks take the first set. 25-14. We're going to take about a 4-minute break here between sets, and we'll come back with more volleyball from Montevideo right after this.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Montevideo High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, our very first volleyball match of the season. We've completed one set. Montevideo beat Dawson Boyd in set 1, 25-14. Set 2 just underway here. And we'll pick up the action as Perkins unable to get it back over to net. Montevideo jumps out to a big 3-0 lead to start set 2. So just to update some other matches, they kind of got late starts in the other games. We must have started a little bit early here in Montevideo. Mineota leading Redwood Valley 11-5. That's being played in Mineota. That's an update there. Bowl leading McCray 8-5. Yeah, those are just some of the other games in the Camden Conference. All right. Set 2 underway, folks. 3-1. Blackjacks just got a point on a hit out of bounds by Montevideo, and Dawson Boyd's Caden Perkins is serving. Caden serves deep into the back row to number 10, Sachs. Passes up the front of net, and they can't throw it over. Point Dawson Boyd, and it's 3-2. Blackjacks can tie it up with an ace serve for Caden Perkins. How about that, if we do that? Caden looks over to Coach Haley Grittmacher. Amber Omlin is her assistant. They're talking. Here's a serve by Perkins. Gladdy gets it over from the back row. What a play by Gladdy. And now net violation on Dawson Boyd, point Montevideo. Next Thursday at this time, we'll be doing our very first football game. Can't wait for that. Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop at La Capal Valley next Thursday. And then next Friday, we'll be going to Slayton, Dawson Boyd football team. The Blackjacks open up their season at Murray County Central next Friday, not tomorrow. All right, Dawson Boyd, Gruel, going to play that one in the back row. Point Montevideo, 5-2. Can't wait for high school football. Going to be a blast this year again. See if Mineota can win a state championship 5 years in a row. They've done it 4 years. 5-2, Montevideo set 2. Here's an outside hit, and it is out. That was Janie Miller for Montevideo.
Janie Miller. She also played club volleyball with Southwest Minnesota Volleyball Club. So she played a lot of summer ball as well, Janie Miller. Here's a set and a little soft touch over there. Oh, what a play by Dawson Boyd to Emma Stotesbury. And another dig by Stotesbury. And a drive and a kill by number 5, Lily Lee. You give Emma Stotesbury a lot of credit there. Wow, two outstanding digs. I'm going to make that a note here for Wow Ottawa's play of the game. Stotesbury digs. Two fantastic athletic moves by Stotesbury. I'm just jotting in my notes here. That possibly could be the Wow Ottawa's play of the game. 6-4, Montevideo, set 2. Montevideo took the first set, 25-14. Montevideo serve. Here's Stratmone from the outside. And they got a net violation on Montevideo. They touched the net. Point Dawson Boyd. Nice job by Claire. Claire Stratmone, outstanding athlete. Really good golfer, I should say. 2. And she's just a junior. And Claire's serving now. Oh, and I jinxed her. She served the ball into the net. That'll happen. 7-5, Thunderhawks. Montevideo now serving. Dawson Boyd ready defensively. Gladdy, who's a libero player, serves to Perkins in the back row. Gruel, little trouble here. Lily Lee gets it over to net. Here's a nice back set. And a kill by number 13, Sally Janke. Boy, that was a nice back set by the setter. I'm going to get her number here, number 7. Or that, she's not a setter, but that was Steinbach with a beautiful back set. Perkins digs it up off the floor, passes it up to the net. And Lily pushes it over. Montevideo returns it, and that's in. Outside hitter, number 7, Steinbach with the third kill. And head coach John Mater, pretty excited about that kill. Montevideo 9. And Dawson Boyd 5. Not sure what the ball went down the steps. So they have to wait for that. 9-5 Montevideo. Now they want a different volleyball. Ooh, it must have got wet. It went in the corridor and it must have went down the steps. Now they threw it back in the corner and the ball's all wet. We got a new one. Here's a serve and Gruwell lets it go and it's out. Nice decision by Caitlin Gruwell for letting that go. Those are those instant decisions. 9-6. Serving off the bench now for Dawson Boyd is number 11, Keeman, Addie Keeman. And here's the serve. Down by 3, Dawson Boyd is. And Keeman serves out of bounds. 10th point of the set there for Montevideo. 10-6. Substitutes coming in. Looks like number 13 back at the net there for Montevideo. That's Janky. Here's that run jump serve by Steinbach. Goes into number 11. That's Keeman. Passes up. Shot from the outside there by Lily Lee. Nice job by Lily. Montevideo. Oh, digs it up. Gladdy with a nice play. He's a good athlete. Number 0. Reagan Gladdy. Shot from the outside. Too long. Point Dawson Boyd. 10-7 is your score. Here comes Montevideo. Lily Lee to serve. And back on the floor now is Stella Roth. Stella at the net and the serve. And a block. Oh, somebody ran into the net. Who was it? Referee Dahman going to give it to Montevideo, I think. No, they're going to give it to Dawson Boyd. 10-8. Both teams were in the net on that one. 10-8, two-point lead for the Thunderhawks. And there's a service there by Dawson Boyd's Lily Lee. She served it into the net. Almost hit the referee on the ladder. 11-8. Gruel back on the floor for Dawson Boyd. She's in the back row with Keeman and Stratmon. They're in the back row. In the front row, we've got Perkins, Rolf, and Stokesberry, the setter. Here's a serve into the net by Montevideo's Steinbach. 11-9. Let's see what Dawson Boyd can do now. Down 11-9. And Emma Stokesberry, a freshman, a ninth grader, will serve for the Blackjacks. She's serving right at me here. And the serve is high and then goes deep into the back row. Gladdy pops it up. Montevideo gets over. Nice dig by Gruel. Gladdy again passes the ball up to the net. And a left-hander, number four, Jamie Miller, with a monster kill by Miller. You know, when you're left-handed and you play the outside, you got to defend that a little different than a right-hander. Now, Haley Grittmacher, the Dawson coach, talking with the floor referee. I'm not sure what is the matter. Oh, they're going to want a towel. Got Haley's going to go out on the floor and some perspiration at the free throw line on the Blackjack side, so they're going to dry it off. That gives us time to talk about our next broadcast. We'll do the Lacapaw Valley volleyball team season opener next Tuesday. They'll travel up to Clinton Graceville Beardsley to open up their season. Can't wait to see the Eagles. I was out at practice the other day. There's a lot of girls all for volleyball. And we'll talk with new head coach Morgan Yeager on the coaching show on Saturday. Montevideo just served the ball out of bounds. And it's 12-10. Here come the Blackjacks. They're down by two. Serving is Perkins. Caden's a senior. I think there's only three seniors on the team this year for Dawson Boyd. They serve it. Oh, and they get it over. Megan Kruzman got it over one hand, and then a kill from the outside for Montevideo. And that was number five, Stenson. 13-10. Serving is number nine, Peyton Howell. She has two ace serves, Howell does. She had two ace serves in the first set. 3-point lead for Montevideo. Gruel passes the ball up to the net, and Stokesberry throws over and gets the point. Emma Stokesberry with her first kill, first point, 13-11. I think they gave the wrong point there on the scoreboard. Gave it to the wrong... I don't think that's right. Okay, well, we'll play away here. Montevideo serves it cross-court. Steinbach with another nice kill. She went from the left side of the court all the way across the court to the right side, hit the corner right in front of the line judge, right at his feet. That's in, and that's a point for the Thunderhawks, 14-11. Montevideo took the first set, 12-14. Montevideo's leading in the second set here by three. Gladdy passes up to number one. Here's a drive by the middle hitter, Steinbach. Nice dig there by Gruel. Stratmon will throw it over. Two hands and gets the job done. Nice play by Claire. 14-11. Montevideo's Claire Stratmon will serve. She wears number one. We're in set two here in Montevideo. First volleyball match of the season. Stratmon serve into Gladdy. Digs it up. Falls down. Collides to the teammate. But they get it over on the third hit. Here's Dawson Boyd. And a whistle. And a net violation on Montevideo. And Dawson Boyd gets the 12 points. That was, who was that? That was Reagan Beastman with a nice job there at the net for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon's serve is out of bounds. Way out of bounds by Claire. 15-12. Thunderhawks. You don't want to go down 2-0. You need this set here, the Blackjacks do. Montevideo trying to go up 2-0. Gladdy with the serve again, and that's out. Just barely out. Good decision in the back row by the Blackjack girls. 15-14. Blackjacks will serve. down by a point. And number 11, this is Hattie Keeman. Keeman, a sophomore, serves in the back row to Gladys. She can't handle it. It's an ace serve for Keeman. And folks, we're tied up 15-15. And the Dawson Boyd fans are making some noise now. 15-15, Keeman serving. Here's a serve by Keeman. Into the back row. Pass up to the front of the net. Janky. Montevideo returns it. Dawson Boyd side. Stotesbury. Rope. Lily Lee throws it out of bounds. That's just out. That ball dropped right in down below me here. I had a good view of it. Must have been out by an inch. That's how close it was. Montevideo serving. Ellie Steinbach with a run jump serve into Keeman. Girl bumps it up to the front of the net to Stotesbury. She's got to get over. She can't. She can't get it over. And Montevideo takes a two-point lead. Here in set two, 17-15. Montevideo serve. Number seven, Ellie Steinbach, serves it deep into the back row. Strathmone decides to play it. Now here's Lily with a drive from the outside. Gladys bumps it over, cross court. Yeah, nice dig there by Perkins. Now, Caden throws it over. Oh, what a dig in the back row by number seven. There's Steinbach. Toss Perkins with a drive. Gladys with a beautiful dig. And now Montevideo throws it out of bounds. Great volley by both sides there. But Dawson Boyd picks up that point. 17-16. Boy, oh boy, Gladys and two outstanding digs again. Dawson serves and drops. Blocked at the net by Dawson Boyd's number three, Roth. And she throws it back over. Montevideo hits it in. It went in the corner, number five. Stenson gets his first kill of the match. And it's a two-point lead, 18-16. Serving Montevideo, number one, Megan Kuzman, 5'9 junior, has the volleyball. Her team's up by two. Dawson ready defensively. Kuzman serve in the key minutes, and an ace serve for Kuzman. Keeman had a good position on it, just ricocheted off her wrist sideways, went towards the blackjack bench. 19-16. Kuzin serve again into Keeman. This time up to Stokesbury, and there's a slide and a hit into the net by Rolf. And it's 20-16, and Coach Grittmacher wants a timeout. So the timeout on the floor. Montevideo leads 20-16 here in set two. They lead one set to none. We'll be back with more volleyball from Montevideo right after this.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Well, as we come out of the commercial break, Megan Kuzin just served the ball out of bounds for Montevideo, and now Dawson Boyd down by three. Montevideo leading 20-17. We played at 25, of course. Dawson Boyd serving. Stotesbury serves. Montevideo returns it, but somebody went under the net. And what's the signal here by the referee? Oh, somebody turned the ankle here. Oh, no. Blackjack turned the ankle at the net. Coach Grittmacher comes out. 20-18, Montevideo with a two-point lead. And Coach Grittmacher out there with helping a player out there. I think it's that Caden Perkins. She's walking off on her own power, but she's limping there. She might have twisted her ankle. Caden Perkins. Now Coach Grittmacher lets her go down in the locker room. She's walking pretty gingerly there, but hopefully she's going to be okay. So that's a blow there for the Blackjacks with Caden out. So here we go. Stokes Ferry will serve. Down by two, the Blackjacks are to serve. Into the net. Hits the net. Goes over. Montevideo returns it. Girl pops it back up to the front of the net. And we've got a whistle and a point for Montevideo. Boston Boyd net violation. 21-18. 21-18. Number 12 serving, Schultz, Jenna Schultz. Pounds the volleyball to the floor. 21-18, Montevideo set two. They took set one, 25-14, and the serve goes out of bounds by Schultz. Point Dawson Boyd. Now the Blackjacks will serve. Lauren Lee, a senior, serving off the bench. Big moment here in this volleyball match. Lee serves, and Montevideo can't return it. Lauren Lee. And now a whistle. Yep. Floor referee, I'm not sure what he's saying. Oh, they're going to reverse the call. Somebody was out of position, or one of the girls in the back. You can't go over that line. You can't play up front, and they did. So a violation on Dawson Boyd. So it's 22-19. Montevideo gets that point. So Montevideo leading 22-19, and they're serving. Number five, Stenson, serves in the gruel. She hits it sideways. Collision there, and the Blackjacks can't play it. 23-19, Montevideo. Karen Stenson, a senior serving, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here with the timeout, being the score is 23-19. Let's see if we can get some other scores here in the Camden Conference, if we can. Looks like Wabasso took the first set from Yellow Medicine East, 25-12. Mineota took the first set from Redwood Valley, 25-15. Now Mineota leading 7-6 in set two. That's being played at Mineota. Tracy Melroy Ballard took the first set from Red Rock Central, 25-15. And McCray took the set from Bold, 25-21. No update on RTR or Lakeview as of right now. So here we are. Timeout's over. Montevideo was served. They lead 23-19 here in set two. Blackjacks trying to not go down 2-0. Referee making sure everyone's in the right position here. And Stenson ready to serve. There's the whistle from the referee on the ladder. Here's the serve. Goes in deep into the back row. Lee digs it up. Shot. And now a whistle and a point for Montevideo. Again, Dawson Boyd hit the net. Yeah, can't hit the net. And set point, 24-19. Stenson with that run jump serve, high serve, goes deep, and ace serve by Stenson. And Montevideo takes set two, 25-19. And they go up 2-0 on the Blackjacks. We'll take a couple-minute break. Yeah, we'll come back with set three right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care.
They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine spot, too, is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Paul Ramel back here in Montevideo. The Thunderhawks leading the Blackjacks 2-0. And here's set three underway. Kuzmin serving for Montevideo. Dawson Boyd returns it. And a drive and a kill by number 5, Stenson, the second of the night. Kuzmin will continue the serve here for Montevideo. Montevideo took the first set, 25-14. They took the second set, 25-19. And now here we are in set three. If Montevideo wins this set, they will win the match. Blackjacks have their backs against the wall. They'll have to win the next three sets to take the match. And another, a carry violation on Dawson Boyd. 2-0 Thunderhawks. A lot of people here to watch this first volleyball match, that's for sure. Kind of surprised at how many people are here. And now Kuzmin serves the ball out of bounds. Point Blackjacks, 2-1. And Dawson Boyd, number 12, Emma Stotesbury. She's played well here tonight. Good setter. And she serves the ball in the net. I jinxed her. Every time I compliment somebody, they make mistakes. Happens all the time. Doesn't matter what sport it is. 3-1, Thunderhawks. And another nice serve there by number 0, Reagan Gladdy. Varsity Black Gladdy digs it up again. She's the defensive specialist, the libero player. Good ball player. Point Dawson Boyd. Ball went out of bounds. Now the Blackjacks will serve. Number 15, this is Reagan Beesman, a ninth grader. Here's Beesman's serve into the net.
point, Montevideo 4-2. We've got more volleyball action for you. Tuesday, I'll be up in Graceville as the Lacrosse Valley volleyball team will open up their season against Clinton Graceville Beardsley. Number 9 for Montevideo, this is Howell, serves the ball. There's Gladdy again. She's got a lot of touches for Montevideo tonight. Gruel digs it up, passes up front, and a fan there by Keeman. Should remind everybody that Jaden Perkins has now come out of the locker room, and I don't think we're going to see Jaden. She's on the bench. She might have rolled an ankle. Hopefully she will be back. Maybe not tonight, though. Didn't look that serious, but maybe slightly ankle sprain. 6-2, Montevideo. Here in set 3. And the serve by Montevideo goes into Gruel. And a drive from the outside block by number 4. My goodness, that was a monster block by Miller. Janie Miller, number 4. Serving is number 9 for Montevideo, and she has an 8th serve right down the middle. Nobody there. That's Howell. 3 8th serves. Coach Grittmacher not too happy with that. We'll take a break. Montevideo with an 8-2 lead here in set 3. They lead Dawson Boyd 2-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo High School. First volleyball match of the season. And Montevideo up 2-0 on the Blackjacks. We're in set 3. Montevideo leading 8-3. Montevideo, or Dawson Boyd, will be serving. Caitlin Gruel serves. Montevideo gets it back over on the third hit. And it's out. Point Dawson Boyd. Caitlin Gruel, a junior, defensive specialist. She's a libero player. She's got the different uniform on. She's played well tonight. And she serves that one just out of bounds. That dropped right below me here. I saw, had good visual on that one, and it was an out by much, folks. Montevideo will serve. And a serve there by number 4, Miller. The set. Here's a drive in the back row and a kill by number six for Montevideo and Annika Brown. 10-4, Montevideo, set 3. Miller serving again. She's played summer volleyball. All summer she played volleyball for Southwest Volleyball Club. Miller now. Hits it again in the back row. Gruel with a nice dig, but nobody there for Dawson Boyd to take that pass from Gruel. And it's 11-4. Montevideo, just 2 wins last year. They didn't win a conference game last year either. But they'll be winning some matches here tonight, or this year. And Dawson Boyd, outside hitter, Beastman hits it out of bounds. 12-4, Montevideo. They took the first set, Montevideo did, 25-14. Took the second set, 25-19. Now Miller serves the ball into the net, giving the point to Dawson Boyd. It's 12-5. Blackjacks. Claire Stratmone has the volleyball. Ready to serve. The Blackjacks have to go on a major run here. And Stratmone serves the ball into the net. Blackjacks beating themselves here tonight. Glad he comes out. Montevideo will serve number 6. High serve. Goes into Gruel. Up to the front of the net. Big hit there by Lily Lee. Montevideo returns it, and it goes out. Point Dawson Boyd. So here come the Blackjacks. 13-6. Can they score a few more and get on a run here? Dawson Boyd's number 11, Addie Keeman, a sophomore, with the volleyball. There's a serve in the Gladdy, and she can't return it. Gladdy Reagan back on the floor for the Thunderhawks. Addie Keeman with the volleyball. Keeman's just a 10th grader. Still a kind of a young team for Dawson Boyd, but they got a lot of varsity experience. Serve goes out. That was Gruel serving, I believe. 14-7 now. And let's see. Montevideo's number 7, Ellie Steinbach. There's her run jump serve. Goes deep into the back row. Gruel passes up to Stotesbury. Play at the net. Lily can't play it over. And it goes into the Montevideo student section. And it's 15-7. 15-7. I tell you what, the Montevideo students are having fun tonight, let me tell you. And if you weren't with us during the national anthem, they had some technical problems at the PA stand. They could not get the national anthem to play. So the Montevideo students, they're here in numbers, maybe 50, 60 of them. They started singing the national anthem on their own. And they belted it out in front of the gym here. And that was pretty special, I think. So hats off to the Montevideo students. 15-8. 15-8, Montevideo leading. Dawson Boyd serving. And, it hit the net and went over the serve by Lily Lee. Ball hit the top of the net, stopped, and it rolled on the Montevideo side. 15-9. Lee serves, and the back row it goes. This is Sachs, passes up to the net. Nice dig by Claire. Stratmore, and it went over the net. Dawson Boyd, back set, and we got a whistle. Violation on the Blackjacks. Point Montevideo, 16-9. Remember, the Blackjacks are all Caden Perkins, who looked like rolled an ankle earlier in set two. 16-9, Thunderhawks. More substitutes coming in for Montevideo. They're going to serve. Kuzman, looks like, will serve for the Thunderhawks. Megan Kuzman, a junior, got 1A serve here in the match. Here's her serve, goes deep into the corner. Stratmone passes up to the net, and nobody there. Point Montevideo. 17-9. Montevideo trying to close it out and sweep the Blackjacks tonight. And there's an ace serve by Megan Kuzman, her second. 18-9. All Montevideo here in the third set. Kuzman serve again. The serve received, not going well for Dawson Boyd. Here's a shot by Feastman from the outside. And it's in. Point Dawson Boyd. The line judge right below me, a little hesitant, but he said, yes, it's in. 18-10. And number 12 is serving, Stotesbury for Dawson Boyd. The serve goes, nice serve. Hard serve, and Montevideo can't return it. Montevideo can't return it. First day serve for Stotesbury. And it's 18-11. We'll have a lot of volleyball for you this year on Q92 and football. Stotesbury serve again. Goes into Gladney. She can't return it. Back to back. 8 serves there for number 12, Emma Stotesbury. Stotesbury just a ninth grader. Dawson Boyd, your Stotesbury serve, and that is out. 19-12 is your score. And Gladney right below me here, she will serve. She's going to serve here. Here's the serve by Gladney. Goes into Beeson. A little too far. And Dawson Boyd, Montevideo returns it with a hit there at the net by Miller. 20-14. 20-14 and Montevideo serving. And Gladney will continue the serve here. Reagan. And here's the serve. Nice serve in Segura. She passes up to Stotesbury. A little off-balance shot, but a nice job by Roth. Gruel digs it up in the back row. Here's Scatmon from the outside. Good by Claire. That was probably the best passing and volley there for the Blackjacks all night. It was crisp, and Stratmon finished it off on the outside. 20-13. Montevideo has leading 2-0, and the service there, by Beastman goes out of bounds. 21-13. We're in set three. Montevideo won the first set, 25-14. They won the second set, 25-19. Here we are in the third set. Montevideo leading 21-13. They reach 25 before Dawson Boyd. They'll sweep the Blackjacks. Stratmon, soft touch over. Gladney comes out of nowhere and digs it up for Montevideo. And here's a kill by number 7, Steinbach. She's played well. I got her for 5 kills. Peyton Howell, what a job she's done serving for Montevideo. She has 3 ace serves, and she has the volleyball right now, leading 22-13. Howell's serve goes in to number 11, Keeman. Montevideo, back set by Kuzman. Big drive, nice dig by Gruel. And, oh, look at the Stella Rolfe with a kill there in the middle. Nice job by Stella. Gruel will serve, down 22-14. Serve into the back row. Montevideo passes up to the front of the net. Miller will throw it over. Gruel up to Stotesbury. Beastman hits it over on the third hit for Dawson Boyd. Montevideo side, back to Dawson. Gruel, back row, up front. Stotesbury too far, but still playing. And they're going to give a point to Montevideo. Oh, they're going to give a point to Dawson. Oh, no, they switched their mind. They're going to go back to Montevideo. 23-14. I think we're going to have a timeout. We'll keep it right here with the score 23-14. Montevideo leading here in set three. We'll have our Neonitos post-game show coming up after the match. Just want to take some time to thank our sponsors again as the school season is school started and the sports has started. State Farm Insurance starting lineups by Tony Orata. Subway, appreciate Subway and Appleton, Dawson, Clare City, and Wilmer for sponsoring the Subway pregame show. Brent Mosing for sponsoring the WOW Ottawa play of the game. And Neon Needles in Dawson for sponsoring the postgame show and the player of the game t-shirt. And those are fine sponsors once again for high school sports during the game. Timeout is over. Montevideo 2 points away from sweeping the Blackjacks. 23-14. Montevideo will serve. Dawson Boyd ready defensively. They're without Caden Perkins, who injured herself in the second set. She has not returned. Serve goes into Beastman. Stotesbury. Here's an outside hit by Keeman. Gladney digs it up nicely. Man, she's played well. And the ball is hit, and it is out. Point Dawson Boyd, 23-15. Stratmon will serve for the Blackjacks. Blackjacks got to go on a run here. One thing about, oh, a service that Boyd Clare struggled serving tonight. Set point, match point for Montevideo. Monica Brown is serving. Montevideo gets the next point. They win the match. Here's a serve by Brown. Goes in. It's in. It's an ace serve. Montevideo wins it 25-15. Thunderhawks sweep the Blackjacks tonight in the season opener. Both teams shaking hands underneath the net, and that's our final. We'll take a 5-minute break here. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lackbarrel Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Montevideo swept the Blackjacks tonight in their season opener, 25-14, 25-19, 25-15. Join me on the Neon Needles post-game show is head coach Haley Grittmacher of the Blackjacks. Haley, not the way you wanted to start the season, but, it's still a young team in a way.
Yeah, this group's played together for a while. Emma Stotesbury, a freshman, she set for us only the latter half of the season last year in only three rotations. And Reagan Beastman came off the bench a little bit, but two freshmen who had to play really big roles tonight. I was telling one of my assistants, Reagan Beastman went from being our starting, one of our starting outsides on JV,
yeah,
to being one of our outsides on varsity to being our 0-1 when Caden went down today.
Yeah.
So just a lot of shifts in our lineup with those couple injuries.
Beastman's a ninth grader, I believe.
A ninth grader, okay. Yep. Yep, her and Stotesbury are ninth graders, so they play key roles, and we need them.
Yep. Talk about the first set, 25-14. I thought Gruel played really well for you in the back row that set.
Yeah, she works really hard. She was plagued by an injury halfway through the season last year, so then she wasn't the libero the second half of our season, but has worked really hard to come back even stronger, and so we're grateful to have her back there doing what she does best.
Okay. And set two, Stotesbury had two back-to-back outstanding digs there in set two.
Yeah, she plays stellar defense. She has just a really good eye for the game and is pretty smart. And so for a young player to be able to do that right off the bat is great.
Right.
And, again, in set one, two, I see 10-10, right? Like, I knew we battled point for point those first 20.
Yep.
I think it was, like, 22 points, so 11-11.
Even 13-10 in set two,
yeah.
You're right there.
Mm-hmm. Right there. We just talk about playing as a unit. Anytime one becomes more than the 13 on our roster, that's when things start to go backwards.
Yep.
We know that. So we just got to keep working together.
All right. Can you report on Jaden or Caden Perkins?
She said it sounded or felt like maybe a crack. I would guess she's going to be going in to get an x-ray tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to just say some prayers that she isn't out. But if she's out, we just got to keep moving forward.
Next throw up.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyler Yamlin tore ACL last week at practice. So just some freak things that have happened to us. And
yeah,
unfortunately, we get the unlucky side of the coin sometimes, but we're just going to say a couple prayers for some good outcomes, but proud of the kids who stepped in. Hattie Kamen hasn't hit in a while,
yep,
and so she was able to step in. When the injury happened, senior Lauren Lee came off the bench, not an outside, typically plays the right side,
yep,
and so that was just good to have those kids available for us tonight.
Lily Lee had a lot of touches tonight, too.
Yeah, we try to get Lily the ball as much as we can. That
yep.
kid jumps out of the gym. She's
yep.
gifted out of this world. She swings fast. She goes up the gut every single time, right? But she's going to power through that block.
Okay.
So we trust her. Emma knows that if we get stuck, we give her the ball.
Right.
She does a great job.
Okay. Well, what's up next for you guys?
We're in Benson next Thursday, and then we have some time off. We go to the Benson tournament as well. So.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
We got a whole week of practice next
whole
Thursday.
Week of practice. Yep, we get to practice tomorrow and practice all week next week.
All right.
So.
Well, you're basically still young, but these girls have a lot of varsity experience for you.
Yeah, a lot of varsity experience. Like I said, Hattie started at libero the
yep.
second half of the season last year. Kate Gruel was libero for the first half of the season.
Yep.
Emma came off the bench. Reagan came off the bench last year. Stella started for us last year. In the middle,
okay.
Caden, obviously an injury, but started for us on the outside before, too.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, Haley, thanks a lot for joining me in the post-game show. It's always
Thank
fun
you.
To talk to you. And we'll, you'll get 10 wins or more. That's
the goal.
That's
the goal. Yep. We got a lot of work to do, but double digits, having fun, working hard, playing as a team, creating good people. That's what we're doing here.
Good.
So we appreciate the coverage.
You bet, and we'll do a lot of it this year.
So. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Haley. Haley Grittmacher of the Blackjacks. And once again, we'll go through some other scores here. The Blackjacks lost the first set 25-14, 25-19, 25-15. Ernia Needles, player of the game. I'm going to give it to the libero for Montevideo, Reagan Gladdy, number zero. She did an outstanding job tonight. She gets her Ernia Needles T-shirt. Next broadcast comes Tuesday. I'll be up in Graceville, Clinton Graceville Beardsley, taking on Lacapelle Valley in their season opener. And stay tuned to tomorrow morning for the local sports report. We'll go through all the scores in the area from last night. A lot of volleyball scores going on tonight. I see Wabasso swept YME tonight 3-0. Mineota's up 2-0 on Redwood Valley. RTR up 2-0 on Lakeview, and McCray up 2-0 on Bold. So thanks a lot for listening, everybody, and tune in to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at 9 o'clock with Dick Newman. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pearson Dawson, UFP Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.